abrupt pivot. What's the worst musical instrument?
The worst musical instrument?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like to play or to hear?
You're the artist. You tell me what you...
The slide whistle.
Ooh.
That is so close to the groan tube, but that's
tube.
Blasphemous for you. We've been obsessed with the groan tube.
Do you know what a groan tube is?
Is that that?
It's the thing that goes...
Oh, yeah! Like that... like the cow thing.
Yeah. That's the best one.
We did it. We got to talk
about it. We brought it in. We talked about that before.
We talk about groan tubes a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I don't daily.
Because I can do a really good groan tube.
Do it.
It's pretty good.
This is the latest. It's the real thing.
I'm a little hoarse from singing and talking, but
latest single. That's it.
Groan tube.
Worst instrument. I don't know. I feel like this is definitely like put into me because my mother always hated this instrument, but the clarinet.
Clarinet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it can be. Honestly, like I have like this weird aversion to spit.
Okay.
So like any
that's
sort
understandable,
of
understandable,
like,
I think. Yeah.
Any sort of instrument like that that has like a reed that it just gets any
that has
like
a spit thing.
Or like yeah, like any brass that has like a spit valve.
Yeah.
For me personally, those are
spit valve.
The worst. The worst.
I did a band name.
Spit valve.
Pretty punk. Mine's the guitar.
Thanks. Tell me.
That's a drummer right there.
Anyone who plays guitar is full of themselves and
yeah.
What can we say? It corrupts.
It corrupts.
Yeah.
Don't
forget military that. Industrial complex shill.
Yeah. They're all guitar players.
Whether they realize it or not.
We are playing here at South By.
Yeah.
You're going to do some shows here. You have an album coming out in the fall. What else do you have going on? Do you have another, like, tour that you guys are going to plan? Do you have, like, other stuff?
Oh, yeah. We've got tons of stuff. We're about to kind of finish up those last few songs on the record. And then we're going effectively on a two-month-long tour this summer. It's basically late spring through early summer, like mid-April to July. We're going all, like literally all over the States, up into Canada, like Montreal, Toronto.
Oh, you're hitting Montreal?
We're going to
Vancouver
when we get over the West Coast. Like, I think we have about 65 dates on that two-month tour. Yeah, so it's a lot. We are also going to be opening for, like, my favorite band of all time, which is the Chameleons, actually in the UK. But, you know, starting with there, like, London, going up to their hometown of Manchester. And we're actually doing Ireland with them, which
that's
is exciting.
In the
yeah, it's all in December. That'll be predicated by, like, a week and a half in Europe. And, yeah, we have our, like, festival that we are starting called the Southern Gothic in Fort Watt in Athens. That's headlined by the Chameleons and the March Violets, which are two, like, iconic 80s goth bands. But then a bunch of other, like, modern bands. That's the whole concept of that festival that we're trying to build is, like...
Like, bridge the divide?
Yeah, like, anchor it with old school, like, legends that are amazing still today. But bring in the new blood so that people understand that it's, like, still very much so alive and going. I think that's kind of our whole year.
Some festivals here and there in October,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, we got a big festival coming in November that I can't talk about yet, but that's a good one. That'll be heard about soon. And
what about... There's something in New Orleans, right?
Oh, Vampire Ball.
Yeah.
The weekend after Halloween.
Yeah.
On November 2nd, I believe, we're playing this, like, New Orleans infamous Vampire Ball, which is, like, very well-attended.
Yep.
Vampire stuff. I don't know.
I know someone that is... She's planning on making, like, a dress and attending. Like, it's a whole thing. Like, so...
Yeah, I kind of want to do something like that. Like, a cape type thing.
I just want to dress up in, like, a dishy, like... costume store, like, Dracula's cape, like,
just the cape, that's
just, like,
it.
We have to abide by a strict dress code policy there.
Yeah.
Oh, is
so
there?
We can't, like, you know, just do whatever. We have to, like, actually do the thing, too.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
That's actually pretty fun.
Yeah, because they take it seriously. I mean, it's, you know, it's their world. I'm excited, though. I love, like, Vampire the Masquerade. Like, I think that's, like, such a cool... universe. And yeah, so I'm excited to participate in some extent.
Big thanks to Vision Video for letting me chat with them down at South by Southwest. And let's just roll right on, because I got to try and fit all these interviews into here. Let's start off with part one of an interview with Wolves of Glendale that I did, starting off with Ethan, and then another bandmate will arrive. So I don't want to spoil anything. So let's get right into it. Keep it locked, CJLO 1690 AM, hour two coming up.
Hey, everybody, it's Andrew. I am here in the Element Hotel. Yep. That's what this is. Sure. And I am joined by a member of the Wolves of Glendale. I'll let him intro himself, because then you can put a voice to the name. So tell the people who he is and what you do in this project.
I is Ethan Edinburgh. I is play guitar. I is sing. I enjoy write. I happy talk you.
It's like, I don't know if you've caught any of the show, but I've been watching Love and Translation on TLC.
No, I have not.
It's the premise of it is these three guys go to some hotel in insert place that is tropical here, and they have to date all of these women, but none of them apparently speak English. And there's one guy which has resorted to basically becoming a caveman in order to talk to these women, and it's stellar.
Yeah, it's, which is how I normally talk, so perfect.
Well, I like structure in my interview, so right. Let me start off with the same question I ask everyone. What's one question you're tired of being asked or you don't want to answer? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to address it.
I'll answer, but you can also ask me if you'd like to. I'm not going to want to disable you from asking anything. You can ask whatever you want. But people just ask about the name a lot.
Okay.
And that, you know, where it comes from and what it means and stuff like that, which I can tell you very briefly just because now people are going to be wondering about it. We just wanted something that was both kind of hardcore and very silly, because that also, I think, symbolizes the songs and like what we're trying to create. And so we want to name like Queens of the Stone Age or like, you know,
yes,
something badass sounding, but you know, because wolves are very cool and very hardcore. And but Glendale is like, if you know the city, of course, like very stupid and sleepy and, you know, boring. And so it's like to put that in your name as if you're a cool rock band sounded funny to us. But yeah, I you know, that question just does get asked a lot.
I mean, yeah, that's classic. Every band is like, please don't ask us about the name again.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I've retired it from my things now. So didn't have that on the list.
I love that. Great. So you're prepared.
Let's talk about the self-titled record, which has come out in January. What has kind of the reception been to it?
It's been awesome. I got to be honest with you. I've been like so thrilled that people have been enjoying it. We worked so hard on it, you know, for a while. And yeah, it was, you know, we did this tour, you know, to promote the record. It's our first ever headlining tour. We've never gone on the road like this before. And so I just didn't know what to expect. And I try to keep my expectations low. But people have just been like really singing the lyrics to like every song. And we had some, you know, people know Vaping in Vegas, or people know Olivia, or even The Gym. When they start singing that, that makes me really happy, of course. But to play a song like Everyone's an Expert, for example, and have, you know, everybody yelling the lyrics with us was like very overwhelming in a great way. And yeah, I don't know. People will post like the actual vinyl spinning. And to me, it's just still like very trippy that we have our record on vinyl. Yeah, like it's so unbelievable. So the fact that people are ordering it and buying it at the shows and listening at home with their loved ones, people, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's Eric from Wolves of Glendale.
What?
Eric, join us.
Hi. See, celebrities show up all the time at South by Southwest.
Nice to meet you.